Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Not Cool in High School podcast. Live chat is open for you all to hang out with us. Tell us what's been going on in your life with pop culture and tell us what news you're excited about so maybe we could add it to our list because we're just winging this one. This is the welcome back, figure it out, wing it. Episode. We have some stuff to talk about. Before we get into it, I want to thank our Patreon members. So Patreon right now is just general support. It's $1 or $5 or whatever you want to do. So we want to thank Tommy B, Tree of Life Metaphysical Shop, Hyrith in Other Words, Jay, and Austin Blackwell. And also our sponsor, Abaddon Tattoo Studio, a unique professional experience nestled in the small town of Pine Grove, Pennsylvania, and also in the big city of Pottsville, Pennsylvania. They provide high-quality tattoos and piercings in a relaxed, professional, and sterile environment. You can head over to their website, or you can check out the links below to follow them on all social media and book your own appointment. You have one coming up soon, right?
Say that again. Yeah, next week on the 9th.
What are you getting?
Yeah, what are you planning?
Donut.
A donut? She's okay. Yeah. Donut, what are you going to get tattooed, though, after you eat the donut?
Donut.
I was going to make a really preverted joke. She's going to get it around her mouth, and I'm going to glaze it. That's gross. That's not fun. Anyway. Your tea public has been... Is there a package outside?
I don't know.
There go check. Go.
I didn't see nothing.
Oh, never mind. No. That's something else.
What was that?
Oh, is that my... I'm trying to get a list of the games here, and they all have them stupid videos.
Yeah, I hate websites.
I just want a list.
Yeah, that's why I hate websites. Like, I was like, you're making a website? Like, yeah. No. So they can annoy people with all that crazy sponsors and stuff.
I just want a list. I don't want fucking videos of the games. Just give me a list.
Yeah. We also want to say thank you guys for hanging out and check out the IWEP network. Since we've been gone, we've added a couple shows. We've added Welcome Back, Hyrith in Other Words, and mm-hmm. Stoned and Nerdy, which is pretty fun. A good comic book review.
Yeah, he does it by himself, too.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's going through a little bit of a funk right now. He's trying to figure something out, but he wants to come back with different ideas.
Yeah.
And maybe bring guests and stuff. Oh,
okay,
on.
But I mean, so far he's done several episodes by himself.
Yeah, it's yeah, absolutely. Hard. So yeah, we shut down this show and Truth Behind Illusion because of I was working night shift. It was really really hard to try to get five shows done and try to get them all done during the weekend. And the wrestling thing has really picked up for me. I'm getting a lot of bookings, which is weird to say.
Yeah,
I'm getting
it also
booked.
Sounds like you're wrestling too.
Yeah,
because you didn't say you were not wrestling.
I mean, yeah, you're part of the biz. You're getting booked, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean.
You're not wrestling.
Sometimes you gotta specify.
No.
You just say that.
If you think I'm wrestling, then you can come down to a show and see me not do that. but yeah, so we're back. So Tuesday nights are gonna be the home of Not Cool in High School. It's gonna be bi-weekly. The cast will be myself, Andy, and Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following weeks will be Truth Behind Illusion, which will be myself, Andy, and Tori.
Yeah.
It'll be a three-way show.
Tori's coming back.
Yeah, Tori's coming back, and we're going to bring back Truth Behind Illusion. So next Tuesday at 7 o'clock, you'll see Truth Behind Illusion. And then Thursdays is going to be Tornado Tag Podcast.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing live on Thursdays now instead of Fridays. That's a new time and date. And then interviews with everyday people will kind of just be like it was before.
Whenever we
just pop on. I don't promote it. I don't do anything. I just you're live. So the best way to find out your interviews is just tune in, subscribe, and find out. Just when we randomly pop in. But and also, if you are listening to this audio on the IWEP network, head over and follow us on any podcast platform. If you're watching this as well, help us out with some love on the other pages. We are on YouTube. We're trying to close in on 1,000 subscribers. You can help us do that. We're over on Twitch if you're a Twitch user. Twitter, we're live on Twitter now. Mm-hmm. Or over on Instagram, Facebook, and then you can find us on all audio platforms. Apple, Spotify, Google, all those things. If
Catcher write that one?
I know Apple allows you to write reviews and leave stars. So if you can follow us on Spotify or follow and leave a star or review, we are going to start reading reviews on the show. And maybe we'll do like a contest like at the end of the month. Whoever had the best review, maybe we'll send you a t-shirt or something.
Mm-hmm.
Have some fun with it. But Tornado Tag Podcast was ranked a few times in the top 250 on Apple, so that'd be cool if we can do that with the rest of the shows, maybe break in. That all comes down to the listeners, and if you guys enjoy this, help us out with those reviews and let us know. You can send us an email or message us on all social media and give us some feedback. If you like it, let us know. If you hate it, tell us too. You know, we only get better if you tell us what we're doing wrong, which is probably a lot. Yeah. If you are in the chat, like I said, too, just let us know what's going on. But that being said, mm-hmm. our topic tonight is going to be Suicide Squad. But before we get there...
The second movie. Let's specify. The second movie.
Yes.
It just came out three weeks ago.
We're going to talk about... Heidi has some movies she wants to bring up, as well as some stuff she's excited about that's coming out. She's going to be, spoiler, tons of horror movie-related
stuff.
Oh,
boy. Shocking.
She's been doing movie reviews on the Instagram and Facebook pages. Oh, wow. Which is really cool.
I keep forgetting to do it.
We did a bunch of them one shot.
And I did like 10 of them one day.
We're trying to all get better on the social media front. But you got some comic books you want to talk about, as well as some other things, right?
Well, more so video games. I didn't have any time to read any comic books.
Okay. And then I'll...
With the move.
I think
now it's starting to calm down so that I can...
Yeah, I haven't watched too much stuff recently, mm-hmm. just because everything's been getting crazy and I am getting back to normal schedule. But we have some pop culture news that I'll kind of browse and go through and find out how we feel about it. But we'll start with you, Heidi.
Oh, no.
Let's start with you.
Well, you start with me then. We'll talk about video games if you're not ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, she's not ready. So Gamescom happened. It was just the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of stuff was announced. Saints Row redone, the reboot.
Which is strange because... I feel like when you think of Saints Row, you think of those iconic characters like Gat and stuff. And
none of them will be there.
It, you know what it looks like to me? It looks like Saints Row name on a watchdog skin.
Okay. I mean, it's more serious. I'm sure there'll be goofiness in it because you can't have Saints Row without like, you know, a big dildo bat or something. But I mean, the series got way off course with superpowers and they were in space. And Johnny Gat's dead and he comes back from the past. So it's time. Yeah. I'm for it. But that game comes out February 25th, 2022. Also, Horizon Zero Dawn 2 comes out the same day. And there's another big game that comes out, too. I forget what it is. Marvel Midnight Suns.
This is an XCOM-style game.
Yeah, so it's like a strategy.
Strategy.
Yeah, turn-based. Like Gears Tactics. I don't know if you played that.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. But they kind of added some people to it because the Midnight Suns didn't have Captain Marvel or Iron Man or Magic. Or
Well, the cool thing about this is you see the casket they open in the trailer?
Yeah, and who that is that that pops out?
That is a brand new character that you make.
Oh, so it's your character. Yes. Okay, that's cool.
So you actually make a canon Marvel character.
They did that with the one X-Men game that was called, I forget. It was for 360 and mm-hmm. PS3.
Yeah.
But
X-Men Legends?
Yeah, that was it, yeah. But you don't really create, you pick your, you know, your there's three archetypes and then it get powers. And there's not much customization, but it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be good or evil. Halo Infinite got announced for December 8th.
And
I mean, the release date.
What did they announce? No campaign?
Or? Yeah, there's no two-player campaign at launch no Forge.
Yeah.
But everything else is there.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, why can't there be no co-op campaign? Like,
I think...
Did that really add that much?
I don't know. A lot of the games have been
because you're still on the same level.
Yeah.
But, you know, even if you're slightly darker green Master Chief, I don't understand.
I'm not sure that one.
Yeah, I don't know why they can't have
and
that.
And Forge, that's probably going to take a while to get going.
Yeah, the Forge, that doesn't bother me. The co-op at launch, though. Me and my friend beat Halo 3 the day it came out. But, I mean, I won't be getting it because I don't have an Xbox to play it with.
You got
to
get an Xbox.
I would like to. It's hard.
Yeah.
You can't just buy one. Speaking of that, we were saying about the Master Chief Xbox. It looks really nice. Or Halo, whatever it's called.
Yeah, and it's going to have a custom controller, custom skin, and when the system makes any noises, it's going to be Halo-themed noises. So the Gears of War 1 and the R2-D2 1 made noises. Yeah,
oh, that's cool. And it's blue paint at the top instead of green.
Yeah.
Like when you stand straight up, and then it's like half space.
Mm-hmm.
Looks very nice.
The game looks beautiful. The online looks good. I'm excited for Halo.
I want the Xbox more. And the Forza... controller is really nice. Yeah. I don't give a shit about the game.
Oh, the game's gonna be so
I like
good.
That controller. Driving cars don't do nothing for me.
It's the Horizon is more of an open world. It's not just you're stuck on a track.
Yeah.
So it's like race from point A to point B, and that's a lot of fun. And the they literally did a complete Google map of the location you're in. So
it's actually
like
a real place.
Pinpoint accurate details.
Cool. Yeah, I'm sure the graphics would be insane.
Yeah, and then the what they're really pushing with the ray tracing and stuff, that game looks gorgeous.
Now, why is the controller like yellow and see-through?
It's always festival themed. Oh, okay. So every time they go to a new place, it's like a festival and it's always like lights and banners and spray. And
I mean, it's really cool. I want the controller if I can get it.
Yeah. You'll probably be able to get that one.
So going on, there's a game called Cult of the Lamb. I think it's like a 2D point and click or something.
I didn't see that one.
Midnight Fight Express, which in there looks like a weird indie game. Here's one, Turtles Shredder's Revenge, April O'Neil, playable character. They showed a little bit. They played the first level of it.
Is that the one
that's 2D, like Streets of Rage?
Okay. It's like a an homage.
Like
a
16-bit brawler.
A throwback to
Turtles
in Time and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that, but it's coming out in 2022, which I was a little like, it's coming out, but maybe more time to work on it. And there will be more people they add. Super Monkey Ball, Banana Mania. Never played those games.
They said there's a special character they put in, but I didn't see who they
are. I think it's from some anime. I don't know.
Yeah.
Spillgate Season 0. Kind of looks like Portal. Riders Republic Beta. It looks like a snowboarding game.
It's snowboarding games coming back. It's snowboarding. I think it's a bunch of different things you could do, like snowboarding.
X Games.
Yeah. It's supposed to look pretty cool.
Looks all right. And then there's
SS Tricky back.
I don't know what this is. UFL. Oh, I think it's football. Like as in soccer, UFL,
Xbox. Oh, that's going to be the FIFA. They're calling that the FIFA killer because this last FIFA that came out really sucked.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
a
shame.
So this new, everyone really has high hopes for this UFL.
UFL,
yeah.
It doesn't sell that much. Like, it sells good in Pennsylvania, in the States, but in the world, it sells like insane amounts.
Yeah, but you know how like Madden gets shit on in America for being is that what they're dog asked? Shit?
Yeah.
This year's FIFA, people were like, they changed the whole engine. Mm-hmm. So people who religiously play FIFA, like, you made this game unplayable. Like, this year's FIFA was probably the worst received FIFA in probably the past 10 years.
How about that? I never played one. I've never been that a big soccer / football fan. Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, which is pretty good.
That game, they added all of the old 360 games and put it with the new Force Awakens games.
Is that what it is?
One giant game. If you already own the backwards compatibility Star Wars Complete Saga and the new one, I don't think you're getting anything different.
No, maybe they threw you a couple new characters, but really B-side characters.
But from what I was reading, I believe that's a complete. It's the stuff that's already out.
You might be. I didn't look into it. Here's one: The Outlast Trials. It kind of looks like Silent Hill.
Is that
first person?
First person, and you're looking through a video camera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Doke V? It looks like Doke V? It looks like Jet Set Radio Future?
That's kind of what it's supposed to be like. Yeah. It looks fun.
Mm-hmm. I might play it. Jurassic World Evolution 2, which is that the sim game?
That's a simulation park builder.
Yeah.
I will probably buy that because I love those.
Not one for me. Far Cry 6?
It looks so good. It has the bad guy from Breaking Bad. The guy who runs the chicken shop. He's a great actor, and he's going to be the main villain of Far Cry 6.
Oh, wow.
And essentially, he's... typical Far Cry, a dictator leader in a country, and you have to go liberate it.
And you're on an island.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fun. The Clans of Blood Hunt. No idea. I would assume you're hunting vampires.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
Reveal. I didn't see anything about that. Park Beyond, another sim game.
Another theme park game.
Jet the Far Shore. I have never heard of this.
That one's a PlayStation exclusive, I believe.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything from the picture here. And then Horizon Zero Dawn Forbidden West was pushed back to February 18th, but that same day that Saints Row comes out. Mm-hmm. Marvel Future Revelation. This is a phone game, so don't get excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who cares? Mario & Rabbids gets a new game, Spark of Hope.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one was good, but it's very hard. A Jumanji game coming, The Curse Returns. It's only on Switch, so it might be like a side score or something. Oberhostly, no idea.
Not sure what that one.
Yeah. Age of Empires 4. That's an real-time strategy game.
Mm-hmm. People who play that are really excited for that to come to Xbox.
Sifu?
Not sure.
I think this is kind of like, what's the one, the Yakuza?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's along those lines. A Death Stranding Director's Cut where they add it more, and I heard like they added a jetpack and more stuff to do because people said it was boring. You just walk around and deliver packages.
And you also get to play it the way it was supposed to be played with how PlayStation, when they... ported it to PC, it ran a lot better.
Oh, did it?
And now they're like, oh, we want the game to run better on our system.
That's it for this list. I thought there was more. I think there was more indie games announced.
Did
like...
you hear about the a lot of the hate that PlayStation is getting right now?
No.
So I guess this one developer was like, PlayStation has been telling people that the only way that Ratchet and Clank game.
Oh, I did see that today.
Is with the new hardware.
Yeah.
And they're like, it didn't.
They said they might be able to dumb it down because of like...
Pretty much what the developer said. He goes, it's like an... They said that they're not using elevator tricks to load screens in, but they 100%
are. That's what they feel like. There's like rail stages. So like, you know, when you're like grinding or something, mm-hmm. It said like when you're on that, it would load the next part, which that's really like techie stuff.
Yeah.
But the point of it was like, would you be mad if they said, hey, this game that was only on PS5 is now on PS4. I don't give a shit. Go ahead and put it on PS4.
And then a lot of people are like, man, I can't get this new system. I really want to play this game.
Yeah, you
want
to play that game,
And then they're all like...
And then it comes out after you bought the system.
Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people are just like, hey, what if it can be on the old one, why can't it be? And places like, oh, it can't be. It's new technology. Too much. And then people are like, no, this
It looks like they could pay. That would probably dumb down a little bit.
And then they're kind of getting some heat for their SSD.
That thing. Yeah, it's... I watched a video on it before a while back.
It's super techie, but essentially what it comes down to is they're letting you put whatever you want in the system, but it may not always work.
Yeah.
It may not be compatible. It will not use... So if the reason you're using SSDs more storage is to get those amazing load times.
Yeah, and to have more storage space.
But they're pretty much saying that even though you're paying high top dollar for an SSD storage drive,
some of them are real pricey,
it won't, the system will not allow that SSD storage drive to use the technology to make your game run faster.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So people are like, then so what just, the fuck's the point?
It's just a better...
it's just memory.
Yeah, and more storage.
Mm-hmm.
More storage
so
space.
Like those things where it's like those reduced load times,
yeah.
They're like, yeah, it has a technology to do it, but we don't want it. We're not going to do it. And people are pissed.
Yeah.
And then they're also saying, we're not going to give you a list of compatible stuff. We're not going to tell you which ones to use.
There's
or not
only
use.
Like a couple.
But if you use it, if you do put something in and it fucks up your system, we're not covering it.
Yeah, but that's, I don't blame anyone for doing that. Because if you open up your system and you modify it, that's
but
on you.
You put the chip, you put the space in there for someone to put memory in.
I know, but. The warranty is if you crack the seal on what the system,
but the system
and you fuck with it.
The system where the seal is is not involved with the storage space.
Still, if you're taking out, if you're taking out a piece of the system, I understand that.
All I'm saying is Xbox, sure, the SSD is expensive.
It will come down
bucks,
in time.
But literally...
Yeah, it's plug and play.
Plug it in.
Yeah.
It's just...
I mean, they both should have came with 5 terabyte hard drives.
And from what I heard, too, the Xbox One was is a year deal with Seagate to make those exclusive... SS plug-in drives.
Yeah.
And after the end of this year, it can go any third party.
So it's kind of like a monopoly right now.
So it'll
come down.
It'll go up and there'll be different competitors.
I mean, you don't need to buy that.
No, I haven't really used it that much since, I mean, my system's pretty close to full, but I don't absolutely need another game.
Yeah, but one of the good things is you delete the game, keep the save.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'd be like, well, I haven't played this game in a year.
I did just beat a game. I just don't fucking remember what I beat. Now I'm trying to think of it.
I didn't beat anything since Ratchet and Clank. Start of Final Fantasy 8 or 9, rather.
Yeah. I want to get back into video game streaming. So once I get my sleep schedule normalized and I'm not doing stuff throughout the entire week, I will be streaming live again on the same channel for that. So that's something to look forward to and play some games you can jump on. I've been playing I think Fortnite more than anything.
Okay.
They just added some Suicide Squad characters and Wonder Woman and also Superman.
Oh.
I just added, which is kind of cool. Yeah. They're going DC heavy.
I got Quake for, remember Quake?
Yeah.
They re-released it and like, it's not it's not redone, but it's remastered.
It's free on Game Pass.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's $10 if you pay for it.
It's all Bethesda games.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is Bethesda. I know I seen a physical from Limited Run. I was like, oh, I'll pay $30. But I like Quake 1 because it's all like demonic, like Doom.
Yeah.
And then 2 is all sci-fi space. I'm like,
something else crazy happened since we left. Officially, Bethesda said going forward, all of their games will be Xbox exclusive.
Yeah, which everyone we talked about and said.
Yeah.
Nothing on Starfield yet, though.
Wait a minute.
Starfield,
it will be exclusive.
No, I mean, no more announcement.
Nothing crazy announced.
No info about it.
The Xbox and Nintendo
Nintendo said no
partnership was actually the rumors were true where it was being talked about, but Nintendo said no, and then Xbox said okay, cool, and there's that Nintendo Switch killer coming out, the Stream Deck, I think it's called
Steam Deck. Yeah, I pre-ordered one. You don't have to put $5 down.
Yeah, and pretty much they said Game Pass will be on it.
Yeah, and Steam said okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's not gonna kill Nintendo because Pokemon. You know, nothing will ever kill Nintendo. That's just like no wrestling thing will ever kill the WWE, no matter how bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
It will still exist.
But I think it definitely gives people an option to say, hey, I want to play these high-end games
and take it out.
And
if you want to play high-end games, you ain't buying a Switch.
Yeah.
You know?
But it is nice to have that pro version of a handheld.
Yeah, the only problem with the thing is battery life.
Battery life's not amazing, and it is very, very, very much ran like a PC where you can go in and play with settings.
Yeah, and modify. So, people be modding it like crazy.
It's going to be modded. You're going to have so much pirated stuff on it.
Yeah, there's three tiers, and the highest one only comes with like the super. What's the fancy glass for like?
Oh, the Touch OLED or whatever.
Yeah, it comes with that and like a nice case. So I got the middle one.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I'm on the waiting list. Like, if they didn't limit the pre-orders, they said anyone can pre-order, but then you get added to the waiting list. So I'm not getting mine until like March of next year.
Yeah, I'll wait till it comes
out. Yeah, I'll bring it up. Yeah, show it. I never use Steam, so I'm kind of curious to see how it works.
Yeah, Steam has really cool game sales where, like, so one time of the year you can get a game for like 62 cents.
Yeah. It's like, or you get like a bunch for a dollar.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Or they have like 100 games for 60 buck deal where they just throw like 100 games on there.
My friend did that. He said it's insane, like all the games.
Yeah, Steam has cool deals. And then it links all to your account so you can use them on your PC.
Yeah, wherever you just log into your account.
Which is super nice. I like that gaming is taking that route.
Rather than, oh, I don't have mine so we can't play this game.
Yep.
And then the Simpsons Next Men arcade machines came out, but I almost bought one. I was like, I don't need to. $700.
You gotta put stuff in that new house.
I know. Say you got lots of rooms now.
I was gonna say, the basement. I want to put arcade machines in.
Oh, nice.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, because it's pretty big.
Yeah.
Is it a finished basement? Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It is finished. It's not the best paint, but it's got ugly paint. But yeah, it's finished. Yeah, it's the only part of the house that has carpet. Nowhere else has carpet. Yeah, which it's all hardwood floor.
Tyler in the chat, he said, Heidi, did Heidi or any of you guys watch Reminiscent? I'm an idiot.
What is Reminiscence or something? I didn't.
What is it?
I heard it was good.
I'm going to guess it's a horror movie because he said Heidi.
Oh.
Yeah. Heidi watched a show that everyone was talking about. This is pop culture related. We're way behind on it, but I guess there's a show on Netflix that's like all about sex.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a scene that everyone's talking about where a gentleman is in a shower. And I guess I'm just going to go off memory here. So it tells you if I'm listening to you. So this guy's with this girl and I guess there's her ex. Everyone talks about her ex and he's just like, they just really talk him up, but he doesn't know why. And he wants to know why.
Well, not really everyone. Oh. It's her. Like, she's like a writer or something. And she starts writing in like her journal and he reads.
Oh, yeah. He reads her journal. And she really talks up this guy, and he's like, "What makes him so good?" So he follows him to the gym.
It's so weird that he follows him.
And then as he's in the gym, the guy goes in the shower, and he's packing heat.
He follows him into the shower.
See, oh, God.
It's
so weird. Got a big donger.
Yeah.
And I guess the Iconics, they did a podcast where they, like, recorded their reactions watching it.
Do they show it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah,
Which is so, like, it's weird. I think that's why everyone
was
so, like...
It might be a stunt penis. You know?
Yeah. Maybe, like, they won't say. Everyone's been, like, trying to figure it out if it's, like, a prosthetic or something.
If it's not his, he doesn't want him to say it.
I think the actor said it's his.
Oh. Well, of course.
No, I don't think he said that. Because I've been looking... Like, everyone's been reading about it, and they won't say.
If it was small, he'd acknowledge mine.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg came out always like, stunt penis.
Yeah. But if it's big,
no one will say if it's, like, someone else, if it's a double or, like, a prosthetic or something. But, like,
it's a
big deal
because
they show it like don't usually show that, like, it's always like girls' boobs, like, it's all about the boobs.
Ladies are stepping up, getting some dong now,
full frontal.
It's a thriller drama. It's like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind meets Inception.
I don't know. I watched the He-Man.
I heard it was good though.
That's what I watched.
I watched a show that I just remember now called I Think You Should Leave, and it's like a sketch comedy show.
Okay.
And it's dumb. It's real dumb.
I love it.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, but it's my type of humor. So, like, when I'm in situations, I'm like, oh, my God, if this happened, it would be so fucking funny.
I don't know if you would like it.
A pizza for a hat?
Kind of, but, like... Like, the one skit is, like, this guy's doing, like, a prank show, and they put all this makeup on him and stuff, and he's like, like, doing, like, the typical TV thing.
Yeah.
And then he walks out, and he looks completely unrealistic. Like, everything they put on him looks, it doesn't even look like a real human.
Yeah.
And he's just like, they're like, all right, now walk up to that table and prank it. He goes, I can't do this. And he's like, why? He goes, I'm so fucking hot. And he's like, I think we did too much. And he's like, I don't want to be around anymore.
That one was a little funny, but I can't. I just get bored.
Like, there's one
in
a board meeting where they're all in a board meeting, and this really old guy just like, just talking shit on everybody. He's like, that's a terrible idea. Dog shit. Like, it's just all these really stupid skits. Like, but it's
might be funny. I like sketch comedy.
I'm interested to know how you would like it. But it was one of those things where I think it. It's for a selective. I thought it was funny, but I can definitely see how people think it's stupid.
Yeah, okay.
I like Wise Kids You Know and Upright Citizens Brigade.
Then you'll probably be into it then.
You know? Oh, that one that he's talking about is Reminiscence. It's that Hugh Jackman one that just came out.
Oh.
I've heard
what's it on?
I think it's on, I don't know. I saw it when I was scrolling, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? When we finished at the beach, I watched all of Big Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Big Mouth.
I never watched season 4. It's very good.
Yeah.
I
watched season 1 and 2. Because at the end of 2, the girl becomes the Harmon Monster, Maya Rudolph, right?
Yeah.
Or is that the end of 3? That's the end of 4, or 2, season 2. And we watched all of it. It's so good.
Yeah, it's a good
show.
I like that show.
It's a good one.
Highly recommend Big Mouth.
Yeah.
I just started Schitt's Creek.
Oh, I heard
I've been
that's
watching
good.
It without you. I'm sorry. not
I watched the first couple of episodes and I thought it was really funny and then I fell asleep.
And I just kept going and he's like, I didn't make it to season two. I was like, you didn't.
It's not like they delete after you watch him. You can always go back and watch
it. Yeah, it's pretty funny. I love Eugene Levy. I think he's super funny. I never remember the actress's name, but I just say it's the stepmom from Beetlejuice.
No.
And from Home Alone.
But they also said that they've done stuff before the Schitt's Creek together, and I guess people thought it was really good, and they're just like, oh, we're in, like, that's a...
Well, the son is his son, and his then actual, the waitress is his daughter.
Yeah, it's actually Eugene Levy's family's in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Reminiscent is on HBO, Tyler.
HBO
Max. Thank you so much, Tyler. Yeah, we'll definitely... Yeah. Maybe we'll add that to the list and watch it. And talk about next show.
Is it a movie or a show?
It's a movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a thriller. Thriller drama.
Watch the first episode.
Mystery. Yeah. It says mystery romance sci-fi.
It might
thriller.
Be pretty good. It's covering a lot.
I'm
not of
big on
there.
Sci-fi, so we'll
maybe it's like Cthulhu, like Lovecraft stuff. That's sci-fi, but horror, but
really,
thriller.
She was really into Lovecraft Country.
Yeah, that was really.
Yeah,
good.
So that's all like. Yeah, you know, that's sci-fi.
I heard it was good.
Write that down. That'll be our homework for next episode.
Reminiscent. Is it
Reminiscence?
Oh, Reminiscence. Okay, there we go.
Reminiscent is something else.
I feel like I watch other stuff. I just don't remember.
You probably didn't.
The He-Man cartoon is very good. You only got five episodes, five or six.
Yeah,
is very going to get five more. People are like, oh, it's not about He-Man because he dies. Like, you don't think he's going to come back? You don't think the whole story is about him coming back?
He's building up for the Hulk Hogan moment.
Yeah, all these old fans want the old 1980s cartoon. Well, go back and watch the 1980s cartoon. Yeah. Ain't that good?
Yeah,
and. He wins in every episode in the 1980s cartoon. So there you go. That's what they want. They want every character in every single episode, and He-Man kicks all their asses.
Oh.
And it's like, oh
my
God.
Did you see the Spider-Man trailer? The new Spider-Man trailer?
I did not. So my new thing is I don't watch trailers. I just hear about the movie, and if I like it, I watch the movie. If
so
I don't like it.
You don't know what, you don't want to know what happened in the trailer?
I know Doctor Strange is in it.
I don't look at if I see it, I'll see it, but because I don't like go looking for trailers because half the time they give you all the good stuff.
Yeah,
in the
that's what I hate. And then when you get to the movie, you're kind of. Yeah.
And I don't read reviews because they're. I always.
So essentially,
with
in
them.
The trailer, Peter Parker goes to Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
But when he goes to Doctor Strange, I don't know much about Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
But when he goes to Doctor Strange, the entire building is frozen. Like it's froze over.
Okay. And he's doing some spell craft.
Yeah. And he and Peter says, can you please cast a spell that, because Mephisto, not Mephisto, fucking
Mysterio.
Mysterio tells everybody who Peter Parker is.
Yes.
So everyone knows now who Peter Parker is and he's going to go to jail. He's getting in trouble. Like the world, it's half and half.
They know that Peter Parker
is it a different person who's playing him?
No, it's the same kid from Tom Holland. Yeah. So he goes and casts a spell and he goes, all right, let's go down and cast a spell. And the one guy's like, don't cast that spell. And Dr. Strange's like, oh, fuck him. And they go downstairs. And as he's casting a spell, Peter doesn't shut the fuck up. So he's like, well, can you do it so like my two friends can remember? And Mary, and he's like, stop talking. And he casts a spell and then it fucks everything up.
Oh, multiverse.
And then they show Doc Ock come back and there's a bomb shows up on the ground from Green Goblin and you hear a Green Goblin laugh that's kind of like the William Dafoe laugh.
Yeah.
And then they show the lizard kind of in it.
Yeah.
Like pretty much all the villains from the first set of Spider-Man movies that were all not Tom Holland movies.
Yeah, it's Tobey Maguire.
Are all coming back. So the rumor is it's going to be a huge Spider-Verse and you're going to get Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield or whatever.
Yeah.
And then possibly, what's her name, is Spider-Gwen.
And yes.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone possibly is Spider. So
and what's his name is Venom.
Yeah.
Oh, what is his name?
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy, yes. Tom Hardy's Venom. And then what's his name is... Carnage. I have a terrible name. It's Wesley. Wesley Snipes is Carnage.
Wesley Snipes.
the guy from Cheers.
Yeah.
He's in California.
Yeah. Zombieland.
California.
It's some of the W.
Shit. Why am I having a fucking hard time with this? I love this guy.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That guy's... Sony's going to make a Spider-Verse movie. They're saying. Yeah. Well, they said Into the Spider-Verse, the cartoon. They're getting the second one. You know,
his name is right there, and I can't fucking say it.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah. Thank you.
But I think they're gonna do it. I wouldn't be surprised if Miles is in this movie.
Oh, that'd be so sick.
And I wouldn't be surprised if 2099. Yeah, Spider-Ham. He might be in it.
The internet is buzzing again, and people are clamoring for a villain, and people think that it doesn't make sense for Doctor Strange, who literally seen every possible end to the. Movie and he messes up a spell and causes this much havoc.
He didn't see that because that was in the future. He wasn't looking at that future.
Yeah, but
he only seen every outcome of the event that happened at that time. Not events that happened after that.
And then he
that.
Just like fucking takes a day off and sucks that day?
Well, he just forgot how to do that.
All right. So I'm not buying it. But anyway, so
Is he going to look at every single event, every possibility of every single event from here on out?
The theory is maybe it wasn't.
Everyone comes back?
It wasn't actually Doctor Strange because people are now thinking of maybe. Because it's from what the people.
What, that he wasn't Doctor Strange in the movie?
No, that it's actually not Doctor Strange, the one who cast the spell.
In Endgame?
In this movie.
Oh, in this movie.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So the theory that people are putting out there, I guess because one of the directors or producers says they really pulled from this one book.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in this book, Peter makes a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
And it causes a huge riff in time and everything.
It's regarded as one of the worst Spider-Man stories.
So the rumor is maybe it's Mephisto.
Yeah, which would be, oh God, not
yeah,
again.
So the Mephisto rumors are back in action.
And he does it, he says, whatever happens, it comes down to, okay, I can do that for you, but I'm going to get rid of your marriage with MJ. It'll be like you never met each other.
Yeah.
So and then Spider-Man says yes, and it goes back to normal.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. That comic book price is shooting up now because people are like, oh, this movie's based on that book. It's called like Spider-Man Life Story Annual or something like that.
So that's the rumor now that maybe Mephisto's involved.
It. Yeah. Which would be Doctor Strange 3
and
then Silver Surfer.
Then goes around and collects everybody from the wrong universe, and then at the very end, I guess, puts everybody back.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll watch it.
Oh, maybe we get fucking, what's his name? Paul Giamatti as fucking Rhino. Remember we were supposed to get it looks so cool?
I thought.
With that big mech suit?
I didn't like that because he was never a mech in the comics.
I know, but you got to make him.
Sometimes.
Just a dude in a rhino costume doesn't look cool. Maybe. I don't know.
Does a dude in a shark costume look cool? Yes. Well, with CG, but still.
He wasn't even in a shark. It was just a CG shark.
Yeah, so it's CG and Rhino.
But isn't it like a dude with just.
But you can CG it.
I don't know.
Mech one ain't cool. It was never, ever in the comic. I was like, why is he a mech? Stupid. I would like, what's his name? Vulture? Michael Keaton?
Michael Keaton as Vulture. Maybe we'll get Morbius in this or preview.
Yeah, remember that movie was supposed to come out and then it was like.
It got delayed.
Yeah, and it got deleted, I guess.
So that trailer dropped and then. Early reviewers are seeing the new Batman.
Oh, Batman!
And people are like,
things.
It's like a horror movie. They say it's kind of scary,
which is weird. How is it like a horror movie?
If you actually really read into a Batman comic, like there is a lot of fear element, and they want you to pull. They try to pull into that fear.
I wouldn't say horror. Horror would be like if it just followed
a thriller.
Followed the bad guy and they kill people, but not just shoot them down.
The Court of Owls comic unless you're not really thinking as you're reading that you're supposed to be scared, that was actually a pretty terrifying book. It was horror elements to that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't label it as a horror book, but I could see.
Maybe more thriller than horror.
Yeah. But how when you're playing the Batman video games, the Arkham ones, there were some scenes in that where you're like, this is fucking kind of scary, where he's having flashbacks and Scarecrow's fucking with him
stuff. Oh, yeah, I could see that. So, but I wouldn't call the movie, maybe it is horror, but it would.
I
know what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't mind it because I believe there's so much fear element put into those movies. It would be nice to maybe make the audience uncomfortable or be
something
scared.
A little different. But then it's why not use Scarecrow?
Yeah.
Instead of the Riddler. I know the Riddler, everyone thinks Riddler is Jim Carrey. No, Jim Carrey, Riddler was nothing like the comic Riddler.
Yeah.
But, but he's, again, he's not like Scarecrow either. He's not like Professor Pig where he's hacking up people.
But they said Robert Pattinson's killing it.
Well, that trailer we did see, that looked pretty good. I did watch that one.
And
when
they said
out.
It's probably hands down the best Catwoman we'll ever see on screen.
Yeah, they didn't even show a picture of her.
Oh, no one knows.
Zoe, no, Zaldana, no, that she's
Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
Oh, Kravitz.
Yeah, Zoe Kravitz. There we go. Yeah.
And they said she is the best fucking Catwoman you'll see.
This is like a year one Batman, right? He's just starting.
Yeah. So I'm pumped for it. I'm excited. See how it goes.
I'm for it. This could turn his career around. Not that his career was down, but how people are like,
fan.
Oh, Robert Pattinson, Twilight, fuck yeah.
It's kind of like
I'm not a huge fan.
It's kind of like what's his name when
I haven't seen
he
anything.
Gets stuck as Harry Potter. And he didn't do big blockbusters, but Horns was good.
Woman
and then he did
Black.
Woman in Black. He did a lot of movies that are he's more than just that person.
Yeah, so maybe this will be him.
Yeah, that'd be hope.
I don't like this 3 hours, man.
Oh, that's how long it is?
Yeah. See?
That's good, though. DC. If it's something really good that, sucks
I don't
you
want,
and you don't realize it's that long.
Unless
but.
It's the build-up movie and the blow-off, Endgame or, Justice League. Give me, go out in 2 hours.
DC
hour
is kind of like,
two.
Is that's like a enough. Brand new indie promotion where they're like, let's do a 3-hour show.
Yeah.
And because we want to get all the names in. You know what I mean? And it's I understand why that's 3 hours is because they're not building, like, instead of just making a 2 hour movie and set something up for the future, they're afraid that it may not go over very well, so they're just gonna push something out heavy now.
And this is by itself kind of, right?
It's its own unit. Yeah. So DC pretty much said they will have canon universes, but for the most part, each movie is going
to
be its own thing.
If you don't want to, it doesn't. Like when Shazam 2 comes out, it's nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
It's not like you're not going to.
They're all going to be like the Joker. It's its own standalone Joker.
I kind of like that though, because like, I don't know, I'm not always into them.
Maybe it makes it just being able to watch one. Yeah.
I
do respect the cinematic Marvel universe. And I do like it, but like, the thing that bothers me with it is like, every movie, they're like, one character has to be turned up to 11, and then every other character is turned down to like a 7, and that's the only thing that bothers me. Like, this whole Doctor Strange thing is like, I can't get over how he fucked this spell up. Like, this dude is the fucking end all be all. And every movie, they made him like this fucking god, and then he's just like, whoops, fucked up. Sorry, Peter. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
maybe he thinks he did, but he didn't, because obviously the antagonist had.
Yeah. You know. So who knows? But, I don't know. Like each time Marvel gets a standalone, they make it like every time you watch a movie, you're like, wait, Captain Marvel is like the strongest of all of them. And then WandaVision, you're like, Scarlet Witch is the strongest of all of them. Like each time you watch it, you're like, every character is like fucking god mode. Yeah.
But they made no movies about street level heroes. I guess Spider-Man's the closest.
Yeah.
Like there's no guy without powers like Nightwing or Batman. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, Moon Knight is coming.
Yeah,
Moon Knight, which is exciting.
Netflix or not Netflix? Sorry, Disney Plus. The show that, and then Miss Marvel, and then She.
Have you been watching the What If stuff?
I watched the first episode. I thought it was very good.
Good.
Yeah.
I just got the Long Halloween Part 1 and 2.
Oh, okay.
And then I ordered the Snyder Cut. I ordered it.
Oh, that's out.
Yeah, you can buy it, and it comes. You have to. Yeah, there's a fake version, and then there's a one that comes with a 4K Blu-ray and DVD.
Oh, okay, we'll don't get the fake one.
Yeah, so I got that.
No, they want the bootleg.
You have to buy the 4K version to get the Blu-ray version.
Oh, okay, yeah. I did that.
But it was only. I think it's on Amazon right for like $20.
Really? I didn't see it at Walmart. Yeah, but I mean, I haven't been looking.
I think it was like a pre-order thing too.
I did see.
It might be fake. Who knows?
I did see it on Halloween. Maybe it is.
Maybe it's a bootleg.
Or maybe it's not out yet. I don't know. I'll look it up on.
I know. I bought it on Amazon. So someone, unless they snuck a fucking fake one on Amazon,
maybe
we'll find
out. I'll look when you're talking.
Yeah,
but I would like to watch Long Halloween. I like that.
Yeah, the animated. I'll probably watch that soon. Yeah, but Heidi, what have you been watching?
A lot.
I just watched Hatchet 3 yesterday.
And you've watched Speed for the 14th time.
I didn't know there was a Hatchet 1 or 2.
Oh, Hatchet's a good movie. They're really good. Well, they're corny, cheesy horror movies, but they're
like
fucking
Leprechaun?
Awesome.
So corny,
kind of. So essentially, there's this mentally challenged inbred kid who lives in the woods, and everyone picked
inbred.
On him.
Inbred. He's just deformed.
Deformed, and everyone picked on him, made fun of him. Victor Crowley.
Yeah.
And then the kids go to like fuck with him one day, and they're throwing like bottles at his house and catch his house on fire, and it kills his dad. And
no, it kills him, and then his
I was
dad
say,
like
Pike kills him.
Oh, kills him, and then I don't know the whole thing, but anyway, it's just like this giant, big. I think Kane Hodder plays Hatchet
in, yeah,
but it's this big, giant, deformed monster, and all the whole movie, like all the kills are like claymation kills.
No.
So like when he grabs your face,
they get better actually.
Like the first Evil Dead,
it's awesome. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah,
it's a good throwback horror.
It's good. Yeah,
you can get a Blu-ray for $36. It says. But it looks like it's
but you
European.
See how, if you look at, yeah, so if when you see that 15 on the corner,
yeah, that's European.
That's
right?
European, yeah. Yeah.
So maybe it's not released.
So then the one I got is this one, and it doesn't have the European marks on it.
Yeah. Although I think all Blu-rays are open. Remember how they used to be region locked?
Yeah. So that's the one I ordered.
It looks legit. I mean, yeah.
That's the one.
$30.99. I mean,
yeah, that's 4K. The one I ordered.
Let's just get the DVD. Who buys just DVDs? I mean, like who out there just
I
has a
sometimes.
DVD player?
I'll just play them sometimes.
Yeah, but
I
mean,
I
yeah, if you have it, but like,
yeah.
Who out there right now that
everyone
likes
Blu-rays
movies
for like $40 a piece?
I know, yeah, remember that? And the Blu-ray player is like $1,000. But who out there that watches movies on a regular does not have a Blu-ray player?
Mm-hmm. That's when Sony killed it, because everyone's like, well, I can go buy a Blu-ray player for $1,000, or buy a PlayStation 3 for $500, and it's a game console and a Blu-ray player.
Yeah, and you're like. This is, and that, the same thing with PlayStation 2. It's a DVD player.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's only $300.
You could be like, Mom, we need a new DVD player. Yeah. I can also play a video game on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a no-brainer.
Man, if only HD DVD would have took off.
Yeah.
I have some. I have the player for 360. I'm keeping it. I don't care. It's just because it's cool.
So what did you watch?
Okay. So.
I'm going to drink.
Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island.
With Rosalind Sanchez just started this month. So it's like a spinoff of like the original Fantasy Island, which I never watched, but I'm going to. I was like tracking it down because it's on one of the like things to watch.
Oh, no, that was in the 70s. With Hervé Villechaize was the little person. I forget the guy's name. It will come. Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So she plays Elena Rourke. I think it's like, I think she's like the niece or something of like the original guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. I like it. I'm trying to see like if it picks up or whatever.
But so it was a TV show series?
Mm-hmm.
I know our boys, to give them a quick plug over projecthumanoid.com, Murder My Dude, they just did an episode on Dexter.
Okay.
And the new Dexter comes out this November.
Oh, yeah, because a lot of people hated how it ended.
It's going to be like 5 or 10 episodes, and it's a one-off series. Like this one series, that's it. Mm-hmm. But they said it's a reboot / continuation.
Okay. That's what everyone seems to want.
Yeah.
I've never watched it, but apparently the last season was
supposedly not. Yeah. the guy who made the first 4 seasons had it all figured out, and then he left and did Nurse Jackie, and then someone else took over the show, and that's when people thought it got bad.
Oh, okay.
I liked it all the way through until the end. Like everyone's worst like the season they hated was the Doomsday Killer. I loved the Doomsday Killer. I thought Tom Hanks' kid was awesome. That was like, I really liked it.
Was that the last season?
Second to last.
Okay.
But supposedly his whole theory was he wanted it the last scene to be Dexter pretty much getting the lethal injection. He gets caught and he was getting killed, and while he's getting the lethal injection, all of his victims are standing around him like he stood around them.
Mm.
But that obviously never happened. So if that's how the original creator,
told me and I wouldn't know. Yeah,
if the original creator wanted Dexter to die, and now he's back, the original creator or the original producer, and he's doing these 10, it's probably gonna, or maybe Harrison kills him, his kid, because he was born in blood.
Well, if it's Harrison Ford, they kill him.
Harrison Ford. Sorry, go back to your thing.
Okay, so also this month, Slasher, which is a TV show that was on Netflix. I think it was like 2 or 3 seasons, and then it just kind of stopped for a while. Shudder picked it up, and now it's Slasher Flesh and Blood, and it's really good so far. Mm. I like it.
How often do you use your Shudder?
I try to rotate them because I feel like I get bored almost. So,
she'll go through like Hulu, watch the horror, go to Netflix,
watch
the horror. Then goes to Amazon,
all of the horror.
Watches a lot of the horror, and then like, oh, let me go over to Shudder. Like she uses all her resources.
I try to.
You exhaust the well.
It up.
I can't even use my Amazon Prime.
Crybaby.
Yeah, because
you've seen it. Every fucking movie is just, she has the algorithm just fucking jacked all the way to horror.
Yeah, because
somebody watched Porky's on our thing.
Or
you did? Yeah. So now all of those like Porky movies keep popping up.
That watch it, they're hilarious.
I just watch Porky's over and over. It gets real the horror.
It literally, because now it's like
I watch Porky's and Superbad.
Best time with
I watch
like
Superbad. I put down the other day too.
I love Superbad.
Superbad is very good.
That's good.
Amazon Prime, you can't make profiles like Netflix and Disney Plus and stuff.
It's just there.
Yeah. Last night, this morning, I watched Colombiana, which I think came out a couple years ago. It's Zoe Saldana. It's like a action like.
I kind of remember that.
Mafia.
What's that one you were watching with the eyeball gumball or whatever? Where like the eyeballs in the mouth? You were watching it, or candy coated or caramel apple or what the hell is it called? It's on Netflix. You're telling me to watch it.
Oh, new flavor cherry or something like that.
Yeah, something cherry. Yeah. Cherry flavored.
New
something.
Cherry flavor. Yeah, that was pretty good. It was very odd. Like there's a lot of like out there things, but it was pretty good. I forgot about that one.
Not to cut you off, but when I go and type Colombiana in Amazon, the first thing that comes up is Colombiana Fajas for Women. Whatever a faja is.
Click it. Let's find out. Whoa, no, I'm joking.
It's like like a shaper, yeah.
It's like Spanx. No, that was good, though, because it's like her dad's like in the Colombian mafia or whatever, and then he ends up doing something bad, so they kill him.
Shapers.
Yeah, I kind of remember. I would watch Colombiana.
It was good. I like her a lot. I think she's really good.
You can rent for $3 on Amazon Prime.
It's free.
I remember the
I watched it. Oh, I think that's where I watched it.
Oh yeah, here. Yeah, I see. Watch now. Never mind.
So I don't remember what else I watched, but Candyman just came out. I'm real excited to see that.
Is that on anything, or do you have to go to the
movie
theater?
Is Tony Todd in it?
Yeah.
Is he does. I don't think he plays Candyman.
Oh, but, no, they cast a new Candyman.
Yeah, but oh, okay. He's in it.
He does the voice of Scareglow in the He-Man cartoon, like the horror guy.
Really?
Yeah.
And he plays in a lot of stuff.
When the girl goes to hell, and it's just Candyman voice, but it's awesome.
That's
one of the best scenes of the cartoon.
Yeah, he plays in I forgot. In Hatchet 3.
He's in that too, isn't he? The guy who plays Candyman. He was in one of the Hatchets.
Is he the witch doctor guy?
I believe so, yeah. He's the guy at the voodoo store.
No, I'm completely drawing a blank. Captain Spaulding is in it. He plays like a super racist old guy.
Yeah, nailed it. That's
didn't that guy die?
Yeah, he did. Sid Haig.
I want to go see that. And then in October, the third season of You comes out, which was supposed to come out in 2020.
Is You a chick thing?
Yeah, what is
it? No, it's like. It's listed like a little bit of romance, but it's a lot of like mystery. He's like a stalker.
Oh, so it's You.
That's the serial killer one.
He's not like a serial killer.
Yeah. He's just like a stalker and he's like crazy obsessed with people.
I thought he was a killer.
Well, he kills people, but it's not like, he's not like a serial killer.
It got compared to Dexter because you sympathize with a serial killer.
Oh, I don't think he's creepy. He's a total creep.
Yeah.
He just like stalks people and just gets obsessed with them. But we've been waiting for that one for a while because it was supposed to come out and then it got pushed back and then pushed back again because of COVID and everything. Yeah. So it's finally coming out in October. And then today, Only Murders in the Building just came out on Hulu.
Only Murders.
Well,
don't go in that building.
She's a fucking psycho.
I only saw like a couple things about it and it looks really good. It's like mystery and comedy, crime, drama. It's Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Amy Ryan is in it, which I just found out who plays Holly Flax. So,
Holly.
It's pretty good. Okay. It's like that's a mystery thing.
Been on for a little bit, right?
No, it just started.
Oh, really?
Like today. Well, it just came out today.
Oh, because people are really talking about that.
Yeah.
People
I've really been seeing like ads for it, but it just dropped today.
Yeah,
so.
I've never heard of it.
I don't know. They're like obsessed with like true crime or something. So then something happens in their building. And
one of the, just read here that a new Rocketeer movie is coming.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, relaunch.
I don't know what that is.
Rocketeer was a really popular thing.
Disney movie where the guy finds this like rocket pack. The government makes a rocket pack. It's like the 30s.
Mm.
And then the Nazis are coming. Nazis are trying to get the rocket pack, you know, to help the war. And then he gets a helmet and he's like a superhero kind of.
It was good.
Yeah, it was back, in the day. I mean, I haven't watched in years. I'd like to watch it.
It had video games, and everything.
I think Cruella is on Disney.
Oh, is it?
I think.
I would watch that because I think she's hot.
So I don't know. Will it show up if you can't watch it? Like if you need that extra?
It will show up and it will say you can.
Oh, because I didn't click it, but I saw it the other day.
Yeah, if you click on it, it will say you can buy this for $34.99 or whatever.
Maybe it's not yet.
But just wait a month. And then.
Has it been a month? It might have been a month already.
It might have been. Yeah, I think it is. I didn't watch Black Widow. That's probably been out for a month. Yeah.
But I want to watch Cruella. I think that looks good.
Anything else you got there?
I'd watch Cruella.
No.
No? And you have anything else?
I'm sure there's a lot that I watched, but I don't remember.
If not, we'll get right into our topic here.
Might as well just get into the topic.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Suicide Squad. Now, I watched the first time, fell asleep, had to go back and watch it again. I was tired.
I finished it.
I watched at the beach.
I'm going to start with
Initial
Heidi.
Impressions?
Oh, no.
As the non-comic book movie fan, what did you think of Suicide Squad?
A quick...
I liked it. I thought it was...
There may be spoilers we're going to talk about here, so if you haven't seen Suicide Squad...
It's been out for 3 weeks.
Yeah,
spoiler alert, stop this now and come back after you watch it.
I thought it was a little funnier than I expected, because normally, like, we always say, like, Marvel's more funny.
So... Mm-hmm.
But it's James Gunn directing.
James Gunn, who made Guardians, which was probably, I think, for you, your favorite superhero. One of your favorite superhero movies. Like, I remember leaving the theater and you're like, I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah.
The first one was very good. The second one's good, but not as good as the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was good. I thought it was funny. I don't want to spoil it all.
No, you
but
can
like
you can.
I thought it was just you're not expecting everyone to die.
Right off the jump.
Right off the bat.
If you know the comic book, then you like
the first one, because it is like a continuation, right?
No. It's a
solo.
It is, but it isn't.
From the other one. You're expecting like, okay, well, all these characters are going to make it and only a couple are going to die or whatever. But then they just all start dying.
They just kill them all except Harley. But they make it look, she's dead too. I'm like, Harley.
Yeah. I thought it was good. I like it. I don't know. I don't know. I just.
For me, I like during that scene better. When Captain Boomerang gets killed.
Yeah, I was like, what?
That was the one that I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And then I was like, no one's safe. And then it was like, glock, 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 glock.
I thought they would have kept him for the whole movie.
Yeah.
The polka dot guy was pretty funny.
Who did you like the most?
I don't know.
There's no wrong answer. It's who you like the most.
Yeah, I don't know.
I will say this.
I like Harley a lot because she's real badass. But,
I liked how they didn't rely on Harley too heavily.
Did you like John Cena?
He's all right.
I thought he killed it. Yeah, I thought he was fantastic.
I thought he did very well. And Idris Elba was very good, too.
I like Idris Elba, yeah.
Idris Elba is probably, I would say, one of the best actors of this generation.
He's
so criminally underrated.
Mm-hmm.
That scene with him and Amanda Waller was fucking good. Where she's like, I have your daughter.
Yeah.
And he's just like, and he grabs the pen and she goes, stand down. And he's like, just, dude, they killed that scene.
Yeah, he was very good at it. I like his character.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah. And Peacemaker is going to be getting his own HBO TV series. Yeah.
So if you watched the movie, you didn't watch the credits. There's a scene where they go to a hospital and Peacemaker's still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
He's still alive. Yeah. As well as Weasel is still alive.
He's at the very end. He's like,
he coughs up the water.
Oh, yeah, I did see that one.
Yeah. They're not going to kill Weasel.
Yeah. But then, I was like, they're not going to kill John Cena. And then they killed him.
Oh,
he's coming back.
And they also said there may be another character who you think is dead.
That's what I heard.
Who's not actually dead.
So who? It's not the guy that could rip his arms off because he's dead.
Yeah. I mean, the girl
Rick Flag. Yeah, he died, right? Yeah.
If it's somebody from the beach scene, you really have to do something because every one of those died.
Them with magic, yeah.
The craziest death of all time.
The javelin guy, that's why Harley was carrying the javelin the whole time.
Yeah. What did you think of the villain?
Starro? I didn't mind Starro.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
At first I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I was like,
and then he turns into the huge
pretty cool,
kaiju. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was
King Shark was fantastic.
Yeah.
And
the girl who played Rat Keeper 2 was really good.
Yeah, I really liked her.
Rat Catcher, was it?
Rat Catcher 2,
I liked her.
Did not realize till about halfway through that King Shark. I kept thinking King Shark was
Killer Croc.
Was Samoa Joe. And then I remembered Samoa Joe's the video game.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
And this one's Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, I had no idea.
And then Ron Funches is at the cartoon.
Yeah.
Hey, talks like this.
Yeah.
Holly, what are you doing?
Shark no, he does the voice of the plant.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's who's King Shark?
I didn't see King Shark in the cartoon yet. He wasn't in first season.
Yeah, he's in the whole thing.
Is he?
It's her buddy. It's her, Dr. Her, King Shark, Dr. Psycho, and Clayface.
And I don't remember who. And Bane's in
I'm looking up,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww. Which the Harley one?
The Harley Quinn cartoon. I don't remember King Shark in it.
I remember.
He's one of the main characters.
What I watched it. Yeah.
I suck.
I was watching at the beach part.
I didn't watch all of it, though.
Two. It's very good.
Yeah.
And season 3's coming out soon.
Yeah. John Cena was hilarious. He was so funny in it. Ratcatcher was good. Everyone. Polka Dot Man was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought Polka Dot Man was really cool when he sees his mom everywhere. And then at the end, when the stars were big and his mom's been kaiju, like, it's like, it's your mom.
Yeah.
Melvin or whatever his name was. And he's like, who's Melvin? And he's like, we literally just had a conversation about this.
He's been with us the whole time.
Yeah.
I like when...
Wait, I thought Melvin was the driver. The van driver.
Yeah, he was. But he was with them. Remember, he would go into the building with him?
One of my favorite scenes is she's like, you're all right with me, Steve. And he's like, my name's not Steve. She goes, okay, Steve.
I thought her voice was very Harley-ish, too. In it.
I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's getting better at it.
Yeah.
I think she's really good. And they said she does, like, a lot of her own stunts.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember him in the show.
The whole time.
Yeah, he's definitely not the guy you're thinking. He does the plant for Poison Ivy. He does Seymour or whatever.
Possibly he does both.
Maybe it does.
But I don't know. The movie's very good. I'd probably give the movie like an 8, 8.5.
Yeah, I thought it was done really well. It was fun. I know a lot of people who talk to it, they're like, I hated it. I was like, what about it did you hate? And they're like, I guess because they didn't know a lot of the characters. And I think they were expecting more from...
But I didn't know. Like, I didn't know like any of them.
You could go into it not knowing the characters. Yeah. I mean, everyone knows Harley now at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you don't have to know anything.
Yeah, I only know Harley and the...
Assembling a group of...
Oh, Ron Funches is King Shark.
Okay. And he might be the plant
I'm
as well.
Thinking JB Smoove is the plant, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked it. Because I feel like there's not like... Even if you don't know them, it's not like you're missing something.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't feel like, oh, well, I don't know what's going on because I didn't watch their backstory or something. Like,
you know what's pretty crazy to think about? Margot Robbie has played in more DC... films as Harley Quinn. I think she's done more movies than people have played Batman and people have played Superman. Maybe no, Christopher Reeve probably still has the record.
Have four, right?
Yeah, because she was in the first Suicide Squad.
Yeah, second.
She had the second one.
Birds of Prey slash Harley Quinn.
I like
Birds
that one
of Prey, Harley Quinn, and I thought there was a fourth one she was in.
Mm. I don't keep up with them all.
No, she wasn't in Batman vs. Superman.
No, she wasn't in that. Justice League.
So three.
No, is she in Justice League?
I don't think so.
No.
So three. But, I mean, they're using her a lot. We've seen more of Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn than anybody recently. I mean, I think the only other person who probably had more appearances as a character is either Wonder Woman or Aquaman. Captain Boomerang. Mm. Captain Boomerang is someone we've got.
Oh, no,
really.
He was only in Suicide Squad, right?
He was in Suicide Squad. He made an appearance in Justice League because the Flash catches him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then, Justice League, and he was in both Suicide Squads. So he's like another character you're like three times. I mean, three times in the DC universe is a lot right now.
Are they making a movie? What's the girl? The singer girl or whatever.
Oh, and Tyler said you are right. He does. He also does.
The Plant?
And he's right. He does King Shark too. I thought J.B. Smoove does The Plant. Yeah.
They're doing
it. Yeah, it does say on IMDb, it says Ron Funches does King Shark.
Yeah.
What's the one from Birds of Prey?
Oh, Zoe's not Zoe. Why do I keep saying her?
The girl who plays Black Canary.
Black Canary. Aren't they doing a movie for her?
JB Smoove is Frank the Plant.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, but here's the thing. I'm not trying to sound like a creepy guy who's like, she's hot, bro. But
she's gorgeous, though.
But the girl who plays Black Canary, to be on the stage with Margot Robbie and you're not fixated on Margot Robbie, she's a good looking girl. She was really pretty.
Lovecraft Country.
Yeah, I really liked her as Black Canary. I would watch a movie with her all the time. I thought she killed it.
I like her a lot.
Yeah.
Journey Bell?
Lake Bell? No.
No, it's
Lake Bell is the voice of Poison Ivy in the Harley Quinn cartoon. There you go.
Yeah. Kaylee Cuoco does the cartoon.
Yeah.
Right?
Harley. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what do you expect to see more Suicide Squad? Like, do you think we'll get another one?
Probably. I mean, if James Gunn, I'm sure he'd do it. But Batista wants to be Bane in it because Batista's friends with James Gunn's from Guardians of the Galaxy. So. I could see it if contracts allow him to do both, James Gunn will do both.
Pretty much, Batista said this is his last Guardians movie. That's what
the third one.
Yeah,
right?
He said this is going to be his last one.
Unless they start throwing money as well.
Yeah, you know? but wasn't Drax supposed to die like early and like he dies what in the comic? Thanos kills Drax.
Yeah, well, early on Drax is a nobody.
Yeah,
but now he's somebody. You know,
they brought him back in the comic, but he was someone who was killed.
Yeah, he's just and he had a goofy outfit. He kind of had like a superhero outfit, like purple and green, and a big skull on his belt. So it's like Drax was, but then the movie made him something. They took no-name characters and made them all something.
James Gunn is very good at that. James Gunn can make you characters who you think, like, if you would have thought out of everyone on that beach that Polka Dot Man would be the one you would fall in love with by the end of the movie.
And he's a lame Batman villain from the 60s that made, like, five appearances.
Yeah.
You know? It's just some goofy... He throws polka dots. Like,
I like how he had a disease where he has to, like, puke them out.
I thought the gimmick was going to be he has to jerk off and that's how he gets them out. Because you know, he always wanders away. Like, oh, he's just jerk off in the back. Oh, what are you doing?
Shoot my polka dots out.
Yeah. I don't know. I really enjoyed the movie. I watched it first night at the beach and...
I will buy
the Blu-ray just to have it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I collect all the DC movies, so I'll definitely buy that one. That scene where they infiltrate the camp... And just fucking
and kill everyone.
And they're all the good guys.
the girl that plays that like
Queen of the South.
Yeah, she's from Queen of the South. I love her.
Yeah, you're like, that's my favorite person.
Yeah,
she goes, where's the whole team? That's the resistance. And they're like, they're on our side. And he's like, he goes, yeah, that's gonna be our bad.
Yeah. I like how they're all like, oh. They all like smoked them all like with extreme precision.
Yeah. What did he say? Oh, my bullet can go through your bullet, or I do what you do, but better. Like I don't know, they were just really funny together. Really.
John Cena and Ben.
Yeah,
they
did really well.
Eldris Alba. Yeah, I could see Eldris maybe in his own spinoff movie. Just because it was so popular, he was. I mean,
he was like Sexiest Man Alive a couple years ago, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Would you take James Bond?
Yeah, I hope they make him James Bond. Yeah. Would you rather see Will Smith as Deadshot in more movies, or would you rather see Eldris?
I'd rather see Eldris.
Yeah, I'd rather see Bloodshot more, I think.
And Will Smith is a lot full of himself sometimes, and he thinks like his character is more important than
you know what my favorite part about Bloodshot was? When he had his helmet on, he fucking kept his helmet on.
Yeah.
He didn't have to be like, every time he talks.
I have to take my helmet off because people need to see my face. No, we know it's you.
Yeah, there's a reason you picked a character.
And then there's fucking Oscar Isaacs, who does two seasons of The Mandalorian and takes his helmet off once you don't even see his face.
Yeah. You know? It probably wasn't even him the whole time.
Yeah.
So, fun fact, Polka Dot Man was going to live and Ratcatcher dies in the first ending of the movie, but James Gunn changed it because he felt like Ratcatcher was the heart of the movie. I agree.
I liked her
Ratcatcher
a lot.
Was awesome.
I would.
That little tiny rat stole the movie, man. That's another thing, too. James Gunn can take an animal and make it your favorite thing of all time.
And then Bloodsport is afraid of the rat.
Yeah.
All the rats
are afraid of the rat. And then at the end, he like.
So on Fortnite, Bloodsport's your first character you get. And his backpack is a jar with Star in it.
Okay,
Starro in it. And then the little rat hangs off the side of the backpack and he dances the whole time.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah. I'm trying to get her movies to see what DC wants to do. Where on IMDb does it list of her movies?
Like, oh, if you just go to her.
Oh, you have to go to...
Actress?
It's like films or something.
Oh, okay. See all photos? No, I don't want to see photos. And then I scroll all filmography?
Filmography, yep. Yeah.
All then, filmography. Okay, here we
then
go.
Then it'll ask you like as an actress or whatever.
Yeah, I thought everyone was good in the movie. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. I was like, this is a great movie.
Click the first one.
Birds of Prey.
Journey Smollett.
The Suicide Squad.
Oh, she's going to be Barbie in a Barbie movie? I'd watch that.
Barbie.
Actually, I probably would too.
Gotham City Sirens? Is that a new movie coming out?
Yeah, that's going to be another one coming out. Yeah, that's she's slated for another movie, Gotham City Sirens.
Why don't they just fucking make Harley Quinn the movie?
Like, they pretty much did with...
with Birds of Prey. But they even changed it.
I really liked that one.
I thought it was very good.
I liked it a lot.
If you buy it, it says Harley Quinn, aka Birds of Prey, the real emancipation of Harley Quinn.
My favorite movie of all time that she's in is Wolf on Wall Street.
Yeah.
Because she gets naked.
That movie is just one of my favorite movies.
That one's long, though.
I love it. She was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, too.
Yeah, I'm going through. I think she was only in 3 DC movies.
Yeah, 3. But still, right now, in the DC universe, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill's, done 3?
Man of Steel.
Batman vs. Superman Justice League.
Yeah, 3. Yeah, 3.
I don't know. She's there as Harley Quinn. That just shows you how popular the character Harley Quinn is. If she's played just as many times as the guy who plays Superman.
They did a thing of comic characters came out in the past. I don't know what it was. 30 years, she's like the most popular.
Yeah, and she was one that was created via the TV show.
Yeah,
right?
Like
well,
90.
The comic book and the TV show.
Well, no, the TV show, she was made for the TV show, and then that's Joker's girlfriend, love interest, and then they put her in a comic book.
Mad Love.
The comic book of, no, first it was the comic book of the TV show.
Okay.
So it wasn't in DC canon. It was just like, if you like the cartoon, read this comic about the cartoon.
Didn't they start making another Mad Love comic came out, based on the show? Like, it's supposed to continue from the show?
Yeah, yeah, now. I didn't read it, but I heard it's pretty good.
And then we're supposed to get a part 2 animated series, too.
I hope so. That'd be awesome.
I think that's what the rumor was.
It continues the cartoon, the comic book continues it with Nightwing's in it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then Mad Love came out and they put Harley in DC Universe proper. So she existed in the DC Universe.
Who is someone that you would have loved to see play Harley if it wasn't Margot Robbie? Alive or dead?
Tara Strong.
Yeah,
the one that voiced her. Because she's hot in person. I'm sure she can physically act.
I always said that I would have loved to see Brittany Murphy play.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
She passed away.
Yeah.
But imagine if we would have had her and Heath Ledger as Harley and Joker.
That could have been cool.
Neither one of those died.
Yeah.
Neither one of them died. I thought that would have been a cool Harley and Joker.
Yeah.
But it's fucking nuts. Actually, and then I rewatched the Joker scene, right, where he's dancing down the stairs and doing the funny dance. I was like, where the fuck have I seen that before? And I'm just like, that's pulled from another movie.
It was spoofing something, right?
It was spoofing something. At least I thought, I feel like this is spoofing something. And then Heidi was like, I want to watch a movie. Oh, I've never seen this movie. And then she fell asleep 3 seconds into it. The Big Lebowski, when he has his acid trip and he's coming down the stairs, he's literally doing the exact same Joker dance.
Oh, wow.
The exact same dance.
I saw most of it.
I remember that was always on Comedy Central years ago, and I was like, Everyone always talks about that, and Kingpin.
I never saw it.
Yeah, they were always on.
Yeah. The bowling.
They were on so much that in my mind, it was one movie.
Yeah.
The Big Kingpin. Yeah, I was not into it.
So we have our homework for next episode.
So we're going to watch Reminiscence.
We're going to watch Rembrandt.
Reminiscence.
Yeah. We're going to brush our teeth.
I tried to watch Luca on Disney like twice. I keep falling asleep.
What's Luca?
They're like fish who realize if they come out of the water, they grow legs and turn into people. But if they get wet, they turn back into fish.
Oh, it's a cartoon?
Yeah.
Or CG like Incredibles or
I think
Toy Story.
Luke is based on a
cryptid. It might be Pixar, so it might be okay.
I think Luke is based on a cryptid.
It might be.
Yeah.
I believe it is, if I'm not mistaken.
Like all the fish
kinda
come out.
It kind of looks like a mermaid boy, at least, or something like that, like a mermaid monster.
They're just like fish things, I think.
I seen a funny meme. People. It was one of the cryptid pages. You know, like a mermaid?
Yeah.
But it was the other way around. So it's a fish with human legs. It's just something.
I mean, it's cute. I just, every time I try to watch it, I'm falling asleep because I just put it on.
There's a couple things I add on my Netflix to watch. I want to watch Black Widow eventually.
Yeah.
And what was it? It was like a live action show. I forget what it was. I got to finish Sabrina because I never finished that.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I got to finish Sabrina.
Oh, I finished it.
Because the comic's coming back out. Finally, after 3 years of delays.
I liked
years.
It. I mean, I feel like the end to things are always a little like...
Yeah, they're always, you know, because everyone wants something different. So it's hard to end things.
I didn't hate
some people want a clear ending and then some people want it open-ended.
I watched Younger, too, which is just like a, I don't know what you want to call it, a drama romance show. But like Rish was telling me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have anything to do for a week at my job, so I binge watched the whole series. I watched like a whole season in a day because I don't have anything else to do.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. Like this lady, like she's like a stay-at-home mom for like years, and then she gets divorced and goes back to the workforce, but she can't get a job because she's like too old. She's like 40 or whatever, so she pretends to be younger. She like lies about her age, pretends to be like 26 or something.
Tyler said he'll never forgive Black Widow the way they did Taskmaster.
Oh yeah, that was kind of a raw deal. But they can do the thing like they did with Mandarin. That wasn't the real Taskmaster.
There you go. We'll see.
That's all you get. That's all you can do. And now the multiverse. We know.
Who knows?
Yep. I haven't really watched a lot of like the Marvel stuff, but I don't know. I like the female characters in DC better. Like, I feel like they're more like kick-ass. Like I don't know. They're more like.
Well, right,
like they draw me in more than the other ones.
I'm a DC fan,
which is probably maybe because I hear you talk about it.
Well,
more,
not
so
just
I
that.
Know more about it, but
who are your favorite DC females? Because I would say, like, I think when it comes down to female versus female, I think Marvel has more badass females than DC.
In the current movies, we only have what. Well, no, there's a couple now. But, I mean, it's mainly Black Widow, Captain Marvel. But then you have
Captain Marvel was pretty good. I liked her.
Shuri, who's going to be Black Panther. I seen a picture. Her suit looks awesome.
Yeah.
In Black Panther 2.
She actually just got hospitalized during the movie. She got hurt during the filming.
Who?
The girl who's playing the new Black Panther.
Oh.
Yeah. I think there will be T'Challa again.
Yeah.
From a different universe.
I think it should be Killmonger. I think Killmonger should take over the I
like T'Challa from Earth 55, 62 or whatever. Yeah. I like him, too. I think he'd be perfect Spawn.
Yeah.
Instead of Jamie Foxx.
I don't mind Jamie Foxx as Spawn. I'll see how it turns out. Yeah.
Remember when he was Electro and that Spider-Man 2?
Yeah, but you're only as good as the people who have put you in the movie. There's some Jamie Foxx movies where he's good.
I don't like Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. What's the one where he plays the musician guy?
Ray? Yeah. musician guy.
The one where he's Ray Charles?
I couldn't remember. I don't
What's
think
that
I
movie called?
That.
Charles?
He sings Georgia.
That's funny.
You know that fake song?
He sings the Diet Pepsi commercial. Remember that?
I think if I want to see if DC gets bring another female. I would like to see the magician girl.
Zatanna.
Yeah, I'd like to see her.
If they could just kind of like, now it's kind of like, make that movie. If they could like get on track, like, oh, here's the movies we want made. These are what they're going to be made.
Yeah,
you can
actually
do whatever you want.
I think the timeline for the Marvel thing just got released too. For the movies, I'll try to find it real quick before we get out of here.
Shang-Chi comes out Friday, but I don't really care for Shang-Chi.
Who's that?
He's like a karate guy. It's a Marvel movie.
Oh, I saw about that.
He doesn't really have powers. He can do like punches that like kind of like Iron Fist.
Yeah.
But that show is kind of lame. So I'm not really into Shang-Chi. People are like big because it's like an Asian hero, which that's great if you're an Asian hero, but like he's lame.
Yeah.
Like if it was always a white dude, people would probably be like,
or they actually
don't care.
Got a character that's supposed to be Asian and then made him white.
Yeah, then they'd be flipping. But yeah, he was always an Asian character, but he's just, I don't know. I never cared for karate guys in comics. I don't care. Like, there's people flying around and shooting beams out of their eyes, and you're going to come, you know, do karate chops. Like,
yeah.
Who cares?
It's like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, but that's cool when that's all there is. But like, you know, what's Shang-Chi going to do? There's Galactus. Oh, I mean, he's gonna fly and
you
kick
hold
Galactus.
Him, you hold him down. I'm gonna fucking chop the shit out of him.
That sounds like
Mortal Kombat had Raiden or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, but that's a world where everyone does kung fu. And
speaking of that, I think Brock Lesnar coming back with his little fucking ponytail thing looks like the big guy with
Goro.
All the arms.
Oh, Goro.
He lost so much.
As soon as I saw it, I was like,
he lost so much weight.
Brock.
Yeah.
The little ponytail needs to go.
I like that. It's wacky looking.
See, I'm doing the same thing that's happened to me now. I just want a list of the fucking movies.
Yeah, and you get videos.
Yeah, I hate it. All right, Andy, what do you got to plug?
I didn't do plugs in a while. Because we do the wrestling show. We always talk about our wrestling shows that are happening, so I don't have to do them. So I was at a show Sunday. And the one guy has he's wrapping up. He has like two more matches left. He's called General Kessel, right? Or Kessel. Kessel Run. He's a Star Wars gimmick. He had an entrance where they got these local, it's called the Jedi Sith Alliance, kind of like the Mandalorian Mercs, but they dressed up like Jedi, and one was Darth Maul, and they came out to the ring, right? Before he did, when his music's playing, and lit lightsabers, and he comes out with his lightsaber and like touches them all. It was awesome.
You got real excited about that.
I was like, they're Jedis. And there was like a dorky girl. I was kind of into her.
Nice.
There was a dorky girl, right? And there was this hot stripper girl. And I was more into the dorky girl, to be honest, who was fully clothed. So I just want to tell you, that tells anything about me. But anyway.
I'm not really surprised.
Yeah. Oh, you took with the show in Harrisburg?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a stripper tits around. She had tattoos and stuff. But like, it was like stereotypical stripper. And I was like, I want to talk to the dorky girl.
You want to talk to the I want to read comments to the like dorky girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was actually, but the entrance was really cool. So the Jedi Sith Alliance is called on Facebook. I try to like it as our page, but I liked it as myself. And then, you know how sometimes it gives the option to like those pages? It didn't give me the option.
Maybe they have it set up that don't let pages like their page.
Yeah, but it's a local cosplay group based out of Harrisburg. So plug them because it was pretty cool. And the guy that looked like Darth Maul looked pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Heidi?
Two things. So I got this really cool shirt. Super stoked about it.
It is cool. Based on the Woodsboro murders.
So it's from Scream. It's like the movie that they make in Scream.
It's the movie within the movie.
Okay, yeah. Does it glow in the dark?
I don't think so.
It looks like it does.
It does.
I'll have to check it out later. I only found it because Nikolai got it. And it's East Coast Pirates. It's spelled P-Y-R-A-T-Z.
Oh,
apparel. So it was pretty cool. And it shipped really fast. Like I got it super fast.
And you got like a bunch of stickers and stuff.
Yeah, they give you like a goodie bag.
Like a Halloween bag full of candy.
It was pretty awesome.
That's cool. For only buying one shirt, how much was the shirt?
Like 20 something. It wasn't a lot. It was like average.
Yeah.
That looks like it was good. Gear I would get. I just came up randomly.
And then the second thing is, I tried to share it to all of our pages, but it blocked me. Because I think because it's like a donation. So Abaddon is doing a donation food drive again where you bring in some canned goods and stuff. And then they give you like, I think they give you like a, what do you call it? Little gift certificate for something off of a tattoo or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that where you're going for your donut?
Mm-hmm.
And who's going to be doing it?
Amber.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I want a little Elvira, but I want like a chibi or a cartoon Elvira.
You should do the one where the cartoon Elvira with the...
Well, she's driving the muscle car or whatever?
She's driving the muscle car and the Elvira embellish her boobs.
Yeah, I want something like that.
That would be
like cool. I'm
trying to find...
A little beep.
Hit her up.
Oh, so it's the third annual food drive.
Cool. So if you guys have any canned goods, take them up to Abaddon, either Pine Grove or Pottsville, and drop your cans off.
You bring $15 worth of non-perishable food items with
drop
the receipt.
Drop your cans off and get your cans tattooed or pierced.
With the receipt.
I'll get a tattoo
and then you'll
of
get
cans.
You'll get a $50 tattoo voucher. So you bring $15 worth of like non-perishables and you get $50.
Oh,
like
wow.
Towards like a tattoo.
That's voucher. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Non-perishable for canned goods, noodles.
Yeah.
Like stuff
bring
like that.
The receipt
ramen,
so you're not bringing something that's
butter,
been sitting in your cabinet for 35 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll
and
buy
it's
something
from
new.
September 28th through October 2nd. Oh, you can only drop it off in Pine Grove. Oh,
okay.
And
if you're in the Frackville area too, I believe the Yagolinskis will be doing their food, their Scareaway Hunger soon too for Halloween. The Scareaway Hunger for the Yagolinskis.
I haven't seen
that. What was the name of the shirt, people?
Oh, East Coast Pirates Apparel.
P-Y-R-A-T-Z.
All right. The only thing I got to plug, we thought we were going to go a little longer, but tonight at 9 o'clock, Moran and Friends goes live, and I will be the guest on Moran and Friends.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've seen your little graphic. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got a little cartoon. I mean,
do you get a little cartoon, like a picture of just the cartoon?
Yeah, so pretty much I get my own code.
Yeah, like the stickers then.
And you can get them stickers or you can put them on t-shirts. So I'll have my own.
Someone else might be getting a cartoon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
I found it. East Coast Pirates of Power, so I will like it.
Yeah, so
I can't remember. What
so head over to the High Tension Wrestling Network or head over to Tornado Tag because we'll have it on there as well. And support Moran and Friends and go listen to my story. I got a little dark during the story.
Oh my God, you killed someone. Is Johnny alive?
No, I talked a little bit about some of my struggles mentally. And,
well, that's, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then after it was all, I'm like, I hope I didn't freak anybody out. But, like, I'm okay. You don't have to check on me all the time.
Actually, the story has ups
shirt
and downs.
Was only 20, which is
less. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Is that it?
But if you guys can, my last plug is support the network, please. If you are listening to this now and you made it this far, head over, subscribe to us on YouTube. If you're the two people on YouTube who thumbs downs all of our videos, thank you. Engagements are engagements. It still puts it towards the algorithm. If you can head over to Apple or Spotify, follow us, leave a review, help us out. That'd be awesome. And then we'll start reading reviews on the show and that make that little a shtick. If you go to our link tree, there is donation tabs there as well. If you would like to donate, merchandise is there. And
shirts. You can buy the
shirts. Yeah. All t-shirts will be on Teespring.
Okay.
Or TeePublic. TeePublic.
Get it right.
And you can also get like notebooks and pillows and tapestries and all that and hoodies.
Yeah.
And you can do a drop down and buy the premium. So like it's all one file instead of going on TeePublic.
Oh, okay.
I have to upload three different shirts.
So this is TeePublic.
TeePublic. And then if you go to Teespring, that's where you can buy the pint glasses, the water bottles, and like the stuff that I can't sell, like fanny packs. And that'll be for all the shows.
All the different stuff.
And then the Big Cartel, we'll be putting up something for the like hats. That's where I would put the hats. I don't know if we have a Not Cool in High School hat yet because none of them were embroidery friendly yet.
Maybe we'll
have to find one that's a little more friendly.
Yeah, screen printed.
But thank you guys for the support.
Do we still have any more like things to give away?
We have tons of stuff. I'm actually going to do it on my personal account and dump a bunch of stuff out.
What are you thinking, Heidi?
Because I have a few people who won some gift cards that I made a post and not many people pursued it. So I'm actually just going to give it to those people.
This is my thought from before still, but now there's only like three of us might work. Like a game type of thing. Mm-hmm. But we have to like promote it and people have to like come watch it live. And then we can have somebody like maybe Brian can help us or something.
Yeah.
Pick a whole bunch of different questions with different topics, and like we get three people and we represent them.
Oh, so it's like if you win the game, and,
then they get the
and
gift
Joe
card.
Blow, okay, is on your team, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. But they have to like watch and be live with us, interact, not like live, but like interact in the chat and stuff
that's
like that.
Something we could try out,
yeah.
But yeah, just follow us on all social media. That's gonna do
it. We should get some like Trivial Pursuit that we all know nothing of. Like, Trivial Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuit always sounds like a good idea, but it's so hard.
No, some like show that we've never watched. None of
regular Trivial Pursuit is hard.
But we might know some of that.
Yeah,
what's up? We don't know anything.
I mean, we could do it like that. Yeah,
Trivial Pursuit, the best of a baseball. Or I don't know if you're into baseball. I mean, Heidi, like,
I have a Saturday Night Live one. It's all Saturday Night Live.
I would do bad. Yeah. I would do terrible, yeah.
Yeah. But that'll do it for Not Cool in High School. Here's some phase. We'll see you guys next time. We're out of here.
Wow.